money, that oppresses the widow and the poor. It is not a business to be in if one wants to gain popularity. And to top it all off, even though it looks like a successful business, the truth of the matter is, in the Middle Ages, the middleman rarely, if ever, made sufficient money to be able to really come out. So the Jews were caught in the bind from both ends. The second area that Jews fulfilled in the Provence was that they were the wine growers. They were in the wine business. In fact, throughout France, the Jews were famous for being in the wine business. Again, when we talk about Rashi next time, that was Rashi's occupation, was that he was a vintner. He had a wine cellar. The reason why Jews went in the wine business is obvious. The Jews went in the wine business because they needed wine for themselves. And the prohibition against having non-Jewish wine, a very strong prohibition, has always been observed scrupulously by Jews, even by Jews who did not observe other things very scrupulously. But having non-Jewish wine was considered to be a real breach of faith, a real departure from tradition. And therefore, we always needed, you need wine for Kiddush, you need wine for Avdola, and in the Middle Ages, wine was the classic Coke of its day. Every meal, people drank a bottle of wine, and the water was polluted. There were no other drinks. And if you'll go today in the Mediterranean countries, in France, in Italy, in Greece, in other countries, you will see that wine, there's more wine sold and consumed in France than there is water today. And it is accepted societal norm to drink out a whole liter of wine at a meal per person. And therefore, the Jews needed wine, and they went in. Once they went in the wine business, so then they went in the wine business not just for themselves. They sold a great deal of wine to the non-Jews as well. But again, because of the strict prohibition regarding Jewish wine, so the non-Jew felt slighted. The non-Jew felt insulted. When it came, the non-Jews could not work in the Jewish winery. Tosfos Avodah Zarah has a great discussion about a non-Jew that knocked a peg into a barrel to attempt to open it, whether or not the wine in the barrel would remain kosher or not. Now, for those who are not quite erudite in the laws of kosher wine, they thought that the Jews were in an age of superstition, in an age where witchcraft and incantations and mumblings and formula and all of that was not only believed, but that was it. People were hired to put the hex on other people. In the age of Merlin, that became a problem, because then the non-Jews, especially the less sophisticated non-Jews, felt that somehow the Jews were putting something over on them. They were doing something there. So the first area that the Jews contributed to was the economic area. They needed Jews for the economy. And the Jews in Provence, as I mentioned, were moneylenders and wine merchants. That was their main occupation. The second thing that Jews were needed for was to be a scapegoat. Every society, every generation, every country has its scapegoats. And they are, certainly I'm not saying it's correct, it's right, it's moral, but it's a fact. There is so much crime in New York because, and you can fill out the sentence with whatever scapegoat, you can complete the sentence with whatever scapegoat you want and wish to use. And things are not going well because. So whether it's welfare people, drug addicts, racial.